This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very, very interesting. We were talking about my mom and her dating life yesterday on air. It's because apparently she was on a date or something, and he had called the show because he had gotten home, which kind of is a relief that they didn't go home together. So, that was okay. Because that could have been awkward. Got home, was listening to my show or on the ride home. And I was like, oh, wow. So that's, I hope I didn't embarrass my mom, letting his call go on air. I'm actually proud of my mom. My mom is still hot stuff. So I think that's great. But, I always wondered, could my mom ever sue me? Could she ever sue me for talking about her? Well, apparently there is a lawsuit going on right now where kind of the opposite is happening. You have an 18-year-old daughter who is suing her parents for posting embarrassing pictures of her as a child on Facebook. Now, this teenager lives in the Carinthia region of Austria, and she claims that the intimate pictures from her childhood have made her life a misery. She claims that more than 500 images, so she's 18. When did Facebook start getting big? I don't think I really got on Facebook for, maybe 8-9 years ago, but, I really didn't use it as much as so. How young could she have been? Oh, but I see, they always show pictures. Yeah, I put baby pictures of my kids. I get it. So she claims that more than 500 images have been posted by her parents on the social media site without her permission since 2009. Lawyer Michael Ramey says his client has a good chance of winning in court. The girl is suing her parents. There's always going to be a lawyer that'll take the case. Absolutely. So the pictures show such childhood memories as her having her diaper changed, undergoing potty training. See, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind my parents, my father's dead, but, my mom posted a picture of me, being potty trained because, I'm dealing with a lot of incontinence issues now. And it would really be nice to kind of prove to the world that at one point I wasn't incontinent, and I actually could go on a potty. So, personally, Mom, if you have a picture of me sitting on a toilet, please. She is quoted saying they knew no shame and no limit and didn't care whether it was a picture of me sitting on a toilet or lying naked in my crib. Every stage was photographed and then made public. I'm tired of not being taken seriously by my parents. Now, she does have a right. Okay, if she doesn't want nude pictures of her, and her parents put, that's what stinks. We don't think of it as nude. When you have your little baby, your little baby there, and he finally has a clean tushy. Do you guys realize why parents and grandparents always put the tushy picture out there? It's not because we think the tushy is the cutest thing in the world. We do, but that's not the reason. The reason is everybody thinks your kid is stinky tushy. Everybody thinks your kid has the stinkiest tushy because, face it, when, there's a stink in the room, everybody blames the baby when it could be them, I've done it. I was like, oh, it looks like I got to change a diaper, and it was me the whole time, So here you go for years trying to prove to everybody that your child does not have a stinky tushy. So all of a sudden they get out of the bath. They're running around because, kids love to run around the house naked, right? Little babies do. You're chasing them, and then they plop. They always do a tummy plop, and they got a little tushy in there. So you take a picture, and they're like, look, guys, see, their tushy's clean. They got clean tushy. There is no way this is a stinky tushy. So don't be blaming any more farts on my kid. And that's why we post those. And to be honest, Miss 18-year-old teenager here, your parents are posting those tushy pictures because they love you. Now, if you ask them a number of times to take them down and they didn't, okay, yeah, you may have a case. But, I mean, you know, that is living proof that your tushy was not stinky, that you were cute, that you were, you know, and that your parents loved you. If they didn't love you, they would hide you. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lawsuit out there of a child that goes, my parents never put my picture up. My parents were so embarrassed by me, and now I'm so traumatized. So her parents apparently have reportedly refused to delete the pictures, which were shared with 700 friends on Facebook. The father is understood to be arguing that since he took the pictures, he has a right to publish them. A court case is set to take place in November, and the attorney, Ramey, says his client will win if it could be proven that the photos violated her rights to a personal life. If successful, I apologize, my nose is running, the parents may end up having to pay compensation to their daughter as well as her legal costs. You know, this isn't the first time we heard of somebody deciding to, you know, just sue their parents. And, you know, it's one of these things that, you know, you would have never heard of 30, 40 years ago. And now it kind of seems like the in vogue thing to do. So, what's going on here? Okay, number one is we obviously have an issue of communication where the kid can't talk to her parents and say, look, do you mind taking those down? Okay, you know, you put the pictures up, they're going viral, I feel uncomfortable, take them down. So we obviously have a breakdown there. Okay, and you know, if the parents, you know, are upset now, but see, my son, I post pictures of my kids, but they're dressed. I don't post any tushy pictures. You know, like when my son was wearing his football uniform, I'm like, D, this is my baby playing football, D. And I put my picture baby up, and he's like, oh, I don't look good, Mom. I go, you look really good, you look handsome. You know, and so, you know, now what I do is I just don't tell him. I just don't tell him when I post a picture of him. But if he literally threatened a lawsuit, I would take him down. I would. I would disown him, you know, that he would, you know, sue and go to the dark side, you know, but I would take him down. So, you know, she does have a case. The parents, you know, if she doesn't want naked pictures of her, you know, but, you know, to actually go and sue, something is really dysfunctional with this family. Absolutely dysfunctional. So, you know, I don't know which side to wish luck, but my guess is it'll end in a settlement. And, you know, somebody's not getting invited for Thanksgiving dinner. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oprah Winfrey loses $117 million as Weight Watchers share prices plummet by 66%. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how 1 in 4 Medicare patients are not taking their medication correctly. Why not? We're going to have Heidi Harris join us to talk about the latest on what's going on with Hillary Clinton. And don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one question that I've been getting a lot is, what was the Secret Service protocol for Hillary Clinton, and why was that not observed in this case? You know, you have somebody collapse, and it was unfortunately witnessed, despite the Secret Service trying to, shield her, to protect her from the media. And the question I keep getting is, you have somebody completely fall apart like that, and she was taken to an apartment. If anything happens to Hillary, and we hear over the next few days in terms of her health, everybody seems to look back at the first vital minutes and seconds of somebody's medical incident to see if proper care was done. So you have somebody collapse, you have somebody that has to be lifted into a van, and we find out that she didn't go to a hospital. So, according to a variety of sources, we have Chicago Tribune, Daily Mail, etc., there's been a lot of discussion on what the Secret Service was supposed to do. They say the normal Secret Service protocol for a protectee such as Clinton, and you know, they're saying stumbled, even though it obviously looked like a lack of muscle tone, would be to take her to a level one trauma center. They say, but a campaign aide made the decision to avoid sending Clinton to a hospital where her treatment could have then been a spectacle and led to leaks. And instead, she went to Chelsea's, her daughter's, Manhattan apartment. They say the Secret Service also hustled Clinton away from the event before an NYPD escort could scramble to accompany her, which is another break from protocol. A source told the paper Clinton had already told the NYPD that she didn't want a police escort, but had been overruled. The Clinton campaign spokesperson, Glenn Kaplan, disputed the paper's account, saying as soon as she got to the vehicle, she was feeling fine. Her preference was to go to Chelsea's. Based on an assessment of her condition and after having conferred with the physician, the staff in the Secret Service thought it was appropriate. Now, you know, as you see the video, and again, you know, as a doctor, this is something that I keep getting asked to look at, and, you know, I can't look at it anymore because she looks so frail. I mean, she's, you know, I've seen people like this, you know, before they go into a coma, and I, you know, I'm thank God we're hearing that she's fine, but I don't understand how from that episode she can make competent decisions about her health and say, nah, guys, I'm good. Don't you, you know, when you have, if you're the Secret Service detail and you are, you know, you don't, you know, leave it up to them to decide if they're healthy or not. Secret Service takes over. You know, that's why in Washington you really don't see democracy, you know, go into play. Secret Service takes over. Like, let's say, God forbid, something was happening to the White House, and President Obama said, no, I want to wait. I want to still finish seeing this TV show. Leave me alone. Secret Service would already have him. They would already be taking him down to a bunker. You see what I mean? And so, you know, a very, very odd question arises. If this was a pneumonia medical incident that she had, what was Secret Service doing? According to the Chicago Tribune, they said the Secret Service appears to have broken its own protocol with Hillary Clinton's early departure. Okay, according to a former Secret Service agent who reviews the video, the detail was clearly rushing and did not expect for Clinton to leave at that time. According to a former agent, noted that it is against Secret Service protocol for the protected individual to wait for a car to arrive. That was also very odd. She's out there in the open. She's out there leaning up against a metal column and propped up by a nurse. And you're like, she's out there in the open. That's dangerous. He also said it's very unusual for a detail leader to leave the protected individual's side, as a Secret Service agent, Todd Manson, is seen doing in the video, to open up the van's doors. Opening the van is the site agent's job, they said, according to the former agent. The detail leader's proper position is next to Clinton. The agent may have had little choice, given the rush nature of the departure. Now, the Secret Service did not respond immediately to a request for comment. Now, there's a lot of people out there that care for Hillary Clinton. You know, we got people on both sides of the aisle. And you have to be very, very careful when, you know, you're covering a story like this, because you don't want political bias or political favoritism to come into play. But, you know, me, my position is I'm a doctor. And so, you know, I get asked, you know, the objective medical questions. You know, I mean, if this was Trump, if this was Hillary, and you have somebody faint and fall, what do? And again, the reason why it's so important to, you know, explain and teach something like this and have this such a focal point of the conversation is if any of you have a family member that did what Hillary did on the sidewalk. Okay? I mean, don't just go to somebody's apartment and rest and expect to be walking around beautiful and fine in an hour and a half. You faint or pass out with a presumed diagnosis of pneumonia, you get yourself to an ER. And so, you know, we have to teach them this. And I'm not saying Hillary Clinton has to be the perfect medical patient and, you know, she has to be the barometer for what you do for health. She does, you know, that's not her role. Her role is to run, you know, for the Democratic, you know, presidential ticket nomination and run for the White House seat. That's her job. But it's my job as a doctor in the media to make sure that you guys know that, you know, somebody fainting from pneumonia is pretty serious. Okay, and assuming it's pneumonia. If it wasn't pneumonia, why else are they fainting? Is it an arrhythmia? Is it some neurological issue? So, you know, we don't mess around. Now, a very, very interesting report has come out from a prior Secret Service agent, Gary Byrne, who says, I protected Hillary Clinton and the Secret Service. Here's why her quote-unquote fainting video really scares me. And he actually brings up apparently very, very similar concerns that many of us have had with the video. Apparently he protected First Lady Hillary Clinton and President Bill Clinton while he served in the Secret Service Uniform Division as an officer from 1991 to 2003. And he says, you know, he obviously sees something severely wrong. He also noticed that the very well choreographed moves of the Secret Service was very, very well done. Said the Secret Service did you know, a good job considering, but it looked like they were, you know, they've been through this before, and you know they know what to do when she's fainting. So he said, watch, he said, these are the facts. Watch Clinton's Secret Service detail and video. Their behavior is extremely professional, very telling. Each agent is to me be commended. And he talks about how she's propped up, etc. And so, you know, he talks about how as the van pulls up, she's in a rigid, wavering posture. She awkwardly leans on the bollard, stares straight ahead. You know, she looked like she was, you know, going in and out of consciousness. That's how I appeared. He says one agent gets the door, but no one moves to enter. The Secret Service doesn't like to wait. Standing still in the eyes of the service is waiting for an attack to happen. But the staffer can't move Mrs. Clinton. Anything that holds up a motorcade is extremely dangerous, he says, and anything that ties up a Secret Service agent's hands from drawing their pistol or intervening a threat is a hazard. A female agent at the front of the van is scanning. She sees Miss Clinton's odd behavior as well. She begins backing up to the entrance of the van to shield both sight and anyone approaching, as is procedure. And again, she had a blank expression, which is commendable, but it to me looks like this has been, you know, going on before. Apparently, he says the agent who opened the door moves to take the place of the staffer, take Mrs. Clinton's arm, but as they switch control, she nearly falls completely. The bald agent, who I believe is the shift leader, he says, knows what's going on, and this oddity is very telling, crosses between her and the exit. So while they're going through and someone's trying to lift her, the armpits and trying to lift her, etc., they also got to make sure she doesn't hit her head as they're trying to lift her into the van. They also talked about other agents convene to shield her completely from view. They call that collapsing on the protectee. They left in such a hurry to get her from the public view that her shoe, which she could not retain, was left behind. She lost her shoe, which could happen. And then usually there's supposed to be an unsnappable belt that is supposed to be on, like Dick Cheney said his security detail had that, so in case anything happened to him, they could move him where they need to go. And Hillary Clinton was not wearing the standard issue belt. If so, they could have probably carried her better. And then, you know, he thinks that his detail, her detail, is going to probably get a, you know, a rip the new one. That this got leaked to the media. And, you know, he's like, look, you know, they did the best they can. You know, considering, you know, they shielded as much as they could. But, you know, he says, I don't think anyone could operate with such uncontrollable fits of anger and not have it take a toll on a person's health. And he says he thinks that's exactly what has resulted. And so, you know, I mean, we all wish her well. But, yeah, you know, you wonder what was the protocol for Secret Service and, you know, why were things so done wrong? 1-877-DOC-DELI.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, you've heard me talk many, many times about my radio sister, and I am really honored to have Heidi Harris from KXNT and national media personality on with us. Heidi, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, how are you, my dear, my radio sister?
Oh, man. Good. You know, and I'm sorry I haven't emailed you in a while. I thought we'd be getting hacked, and I really didn't want the Russians and everybody knowing what we talk about.
I can hardly wait till they hack my emails, as snarky as I've sent some out.
I know. I stopped adding pictures to emails just in case. You know, I know we've been talking about Hillary Clinton and Secret Service, but, you know, I would love your opinion on, you know, so now we have Colin Powell's emails getting hacked. I mean, is this becoming the biggest free-for-all or what?
Well, it's actually pretty hilarious, isn't it, how easily that can happen. And it just reminds everybody, and I know I've been bad about this. I'm sure I've sent things in emails. I wouldn't tell people nothing, no bad pictures or anything, but, I mean, you know, opinions or whatever. We've all done it, and it's pretty scary. You know, remember when Sarah Palin's emails were hacked? Remember that a couple years ago, that guy was in jail?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so interesting because I thought, wow, as much as the press hates her, they didn't find one thing in her email that they could use to indict her. None of the rest of us could ever say that.
Right. I know. You know, and it, to me, it seems like Colin Powell was thrust into the discussion when Hillary Clinton brought him up, going, well, he told me to use a private server. So whoever's behind this was like, ah, well, now let's look at Colin Powell's emails. And so, you know, it's almost like maybe we just want to lay low. I don't know. You can't lay low. I can't lay low. Yep, fine.
No, but it is interesting how scary they, how easily people can hack your email. That is getting frightening. But, you know, just goes to tell you, people will always warn you, don't put anything in an email you don't want your mother to see, or you wouldn't want to be made public. And some people aren't as prudent as they should be with that kind of, any kind of electronic communication. I can't believe what people say to each other in chat rooms. It's horrifying, the graphic things they talk about, thinking, wow, am I sheltered?
Exactly. And they don't think that that's going to haunt, that won't haunt them 30 years from now. It will. Just because maybe now it seems like it's proper vernacular, it's going to haunt you later. You know, have you heard any news? And thank you for being our political correspondent today. Have you heard any news on the DNC and that private meeting they wanted to have for Plan B?
No, but you know what? They've got to have done it. Somebody somewhere is having some conversation, whispered or something. That to me, the Plan B would be Biden. But Hillary doesn't look good, and the biggest question is going to be, and I know you've discussed this as a doctor, you know, it's one thing to get up there and do a speech, and even then she goes in coughing jags, she looks faint, she doesn't look very good, and there were some emails, as you know, that came out, Colin Powell, somebody else was talking to Colin Powell and saying that he was at an event, and she could barely get up on the stage when she was paid to be there. So it's one thing to do that, it's another thing to sit through a 90-minute live debate. I don't think she does well, and I think they're ready, if she doesn't do well in this first debate, to pull the plug and bring in Biden. They could do that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Biden is a lot easier to, you know, I mean, even with his gaffes, you know, the public still likes him. And so that was my guess, too. My guess is, you know, they're possibly preparing him, especially since he's been kind of quiet. And, you know, when things get a little quiet, you know something's brewing. Somebody not being quiet, which I really kind of respect him for coming out, was one of Hillary Clinton's ex-Secret Service agents that covered her when she was the former First Lady. Did you get a chance to read Gary Barnes' synopsis on what he thought, happened in this particular medical incident on September 11th?
I did, because he broke it down. He had all the pictures. That's the one you're talking about, where he had all the pictures and said, this is what this agent's doing, this is what that agent's doing. Yes, it was fascinating to hear that from his perspective as a guy who knows exactly what you're supposed to do in every situation. So it was, yeah, it was very, very interesting, and it just goes to show you that she's got a lot more problems than people realize, and that apparently they've been through this with her more than once.
Exactly. You know, one thing you and I talked about on your show on KXNT is how, you know, nobody really seemed shocked. It looked like they were very well choreographed. It almost looked like they were prepared, but there were so many things that just seemed odd. I mean, it's almost like she was waiting for the bus stop. She was waiting for her ride. That doesn't usually happen. You know, what do you think? Why do you think Secret Service is acting so differently around her and almost putting her more at risk than they would with anybody else?
Yeah, well, that was the question. I know that you came on my show the other day, and you were talking about that, that if you, as a doctor, if somebody had any kind of a symptom, you would immediately have sent them to the hospital for a complete workup. And the fact that they didn't do that tells you a lot about how maybe they expect this to happen more often. They're trying to cover for something. Because, you know, once you go to the hospital, you know how TMZ is. They run around and throw $100 bills at anybody.
Right.
I know. You know, they have pockets of $100 bills all the time, right?
So I'm a lawyer.
Married is somebody to hot. Yeah, I'm a lawyer. Well, you know what? He never gets sued because he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, it's legal. And so, you know, that probably was part of the situation. But, you know, it is a little frightening that they watched. But, you know, back to your point about how they acted like this happened more than once. I don't want to mention names because I don't want to hurt anybody. But within a couple of years, like the last 10 years, there was a pretty famous entertainer in Las Vegas, maybe 10 years ago, who died, just dropped dead. Everyone was shocked. And then there was another guy who was a TV pitch man who died very suddenly. And both those guys were about the same age. And I remember playing both of the audio, the 911 calls, on the air. One of them sounded freaked out. I mean, the guy who did the OxyClean, his wife was freaked out. Oh, my God, he's not breathing, he's not breathing, he's not breathing. Panic, like I would be,
right,
or my husband. In the other case, this entertainer who died suddenly, the wife was like, okay, kids, help get daddy off the bed, open the door for the paramedics. And I'm thinking, awfully calm. I bet she's been through this before, right?
Exactly. I remember that. I remember listening to that. I remember you know, and you know, it tells us a lot. And it's kind of frightening to us because, you know, when you hear just that snapshot Polaroid, you know, 911 call, I remember thinking with that particular case, like I was doing with this, like, really, there's no emotion. Nobody cares. They're not, you know, but then you have to stop and forget, you know, this might be old hat. This might have been, you know, done so many times that they're calm about it. And on the other, on one hand, you know, when you're calm, I mean, you know, the Secret Service in Hillary's case, they did very well, with the exception of leaving her out in the open and having her propped up against a cement column out there in the open. You know, that, with the exception of that, it looks like they did a good job. A lot of questions as to how, you know, she was the one that directed them to not take her to a hospital. If anything happened at the White House, and God forbid Obama was under attack, Obama couldn't say, oh, you know, I want to sit here and finish my dinner. They'd be already taking him to the bunker without, you know, getting his opinion. So I also found that very odd that she told them in the van, no, don't take me to the hospital. And I, Secret Service won't listen to her. They'll just take her, and then they'll talk to the doctor, and then they'll, you know, have a meeting.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we don't know what's wrong with her. And, you know, we all wish her well. Nobody wishes her ill, but she's got to be honest. And maybe, I know she's desperate to be the president, and she's, you know, she really wants this. She's wanted this for years, and she's ticked off that Obama got it last time. But, you know, she just may not be able to do it. I mean, campaigning is grueling, as you know.
Yep.
I mean, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, you're speaking, you're traveling. I don't feel good when I travel that much and that kind of thing. And some people don't. But,
no. You
know, it's grueling, but maybe she's unhealthy enough.
No. Yeah, one final question, Heidi Harrison, and thank you for joining us. You know, a few days ago, people were talking about body doubles, and everybody thought it was kind of ridiculous. You know, but now we're seeing surface, you know, reports and pictures of, you know, finger evidence, and, you know, I mean, what do you think? Where are they going with this body double?
You know, nothing would surprise me. The woman who was walking down the street an hour and a half after the incident looked a little different. If you look at the picture,
mm-hmm. She
looked a lot different. I don't like to go with the conspiracy thing, but, you know,
right. Nothing
these people would pull at this point would
right. Surprise
me in the slightest.
Yep.
Nothing.
No, it was interesting, you know, different legs, the face looked different, the mannerisms looked different, and, you know, I feel bad because, you know, people were asking me if she had Parkinson's, and I go, well, of course not, because you saw her walk down the street and wide open, you know, and then you're like, okay, wait a second here, why was she wide open? If the Secret Service thought that she was going to faint again, they would be holding her just like they held her at the 911 ceremony. So it was odd. It was very odd. And then my next question is I wonder who I look like. You know, and because maybe
right.
I could get a job as a body
scary.
Double.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing. You always wonder. I don't even. Well, my body double tally varies, but I can't speak for everyone.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Heidi Harris, thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Can't wait to have you back.
All right, you too, girl. Miss you. Talk
Miss you too. Bye. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack. Lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, in addition to Colin Powell getting hacked, the DNC getting hacked, Hillary Clinton, at some point the CIA and the Senate, and I mean, everybody seems to have been hacked at some point. Apparently Olympians are not immune to this. And from what we are being told, Russian hackers posted medical files of Simone Biles, Serena Williams, and other Olympians. According to this NBC News, hackers linked to the Russian government have posted online what they say are the Olympic drug testing files of four U.S. athletes, including Serena Williams and gymnastic champion Simone Biles. The World Anti-Doping Agency confirmed Tuesday that a cyber espionage group known as Fancy Bear illegally hacked its database of Olympic athletes for the 2016 Rio Games, but had no comment on whether the files posted were authentic. NBC News has not confirmed that the files were authentic, or, if authentic, were they unaltered. Now, NBC News reported details of the suspected hack of the WADA files, WADA, August 27, saying it was part of the same covert influence campaign by the Putin regime to target numerous U.S. government, political organizations, and other perceived enemies, and potentially disrupt the November election. See, that's the thing. On one end, is it the Russians doing this, or is it somebody else trying to, you know, blame the Russians so that we don't look in their direction? You know, all of a sudden the Chinese seem to be completely out of this. You know, we haven't had a Chinese hack in a while. So, you know, I'd like to know what's going on there. I would just say for now, assume everybody wants to hack us and everybody's involved, okay? That's probably the safest way to go. U.S. officials have linked Fancy Bear to GRU, the Russian Military Intelligence Agency. I just don't see Russians kind of, you know, using the term Fancy Bear. I don't get that. You know, I'd see them, you know, vodka. You know, that I would see. You know, something like vodka. That would make more sense. Vodka. I can't do a Russian accent. I should. I have a lot of families Russian. They just, yeah. Anyway, so Russian athletes were banned from the Rio Olympics and the Paralympics after the World Anti-Doping Agency's recommendation to ban them due to evidence of widespread doping. In a detailed statement Tuesday, WADA confirmed a broad cyber penetration of its anti-doping administration and management system, known as the ADAMS database, which you would think would be under lock and key, would be protected like you wouldn't believe. It also said law enforcement authorities had traced the breach to hackers originating out of Russia, known as SAR Team APT-28, also known as Fancy Bear, and that they illegally gained access via an International Olympic Committee-created account, an IOC. The hackers posted statements online claiming that they were going public with the information about the U.S. athletes to show the U.S. won a large number of medals at the Olympics through cheating. A post on the website, well, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, the Russians, you know, got, you know, completely, what's the word, you know, crucified for, you know, their doping issues. And so, I wouldn't be surprised if it's them trying to, you know, get back. Now, what they found was that the U.S. athletes got their licenses for doping. And this is other evidence that the WADA and IOC's medical and scientific department are corrupt and deceitful. They say the website said Biles, who won four gold medals in Rio, tested positive sometime in August 2008 after methylphenidate was detected in her sample. Now, the drug, including Ritalin, this drug is sold under various trade names, including Ritalin, and is commonly used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The site also alleged Serena Williams had taken painkillers and anti-inflammatories. NBC News does not have confirmation that the claim is accurate. The site also posted what it said were files from Venus Williams and basketball player Elena Del Don. Representatives of the athletes could not be immediately reached, but Simone Biles responded to the hack via Twitter, and she writes, "I have ADHD. I have taken medicine for it since I was a kid. Please know I believe in clean sport. I've always followed the rules and will continue to do so, as fair play is critical to sport and is very important to me." Elena Del Don also responded to the hack via Twitter, saying, "I'd like to thank the hackers for making the world aware that I legally take a prescription for a condition I've been diagnosed with, which WADA granted me an exemption for. Thanks, guys." So Travis Tigert, the head of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, also tweeted in a statement, "It's unthinkable that any Olympic movement hackers would illegally obtain confidential medical information in an attempt to smear athletes to make it look as if they have done something wrong. The athletes haven't. In fact, in each of the situations, the athlete has done everything right. right in adhering to the global rules for obtaining permission to use a needed medication. Now, this is very, very interesting, okay? All right, you know, this goes on. I'm very, very impressed with what the Americans did in the Olympics. I thought they did damn good. And I am just amazed at the talent Simone Biles has. But I've been asked many, many times, and not just this year, in previous years, does taking a stimulant, like Ritalin, you know, improve performance? And if it does improve performance, is it fair that some people can take that when others don't? Now, I don't think this discussion is going to go very far because, as you can see, Simone Biles' talent was just phenomenal. And when you look at her muscle tone, when you look at her balance, etc. But where the argument may surface and may continually come up in later discussions is, one, if they find that many athletes who have done well were taking Ritalin versus athletes that didn't. If they do a study where they add Ritalin or a stimulant to somebody and see if they have improved stamina, to see if they don't fatigue as well, then there could be an issue. Now, right now, it's not banned. If you're taking it for a condition, attention deficit, and you need to be able to take that to focus, then that, you know, then that's a medical condition and you're taking it for that. But are you going to have other athletes say, I'm having trouble focusing because, I mean, I'm working out hours upon hours. I'm competing hours upon hours. I have to sit and wait for my turn. I'm having trouble focusing. And then see if it changes their performance. My guess is it won't change your performance. My guess is when you have the athletic acumen, like we see Serena Williams and Simone Biles, that you can't augment that with a stimulant per se, with Ritalin. But if the topic comes up with fatigue and preventing fatigue and allowing more stamina and allowing you to concentrate on your skill, then yes, it can improve your performance during a competition. So I'm not really sure where this falls. Like if you're in a spelling bee, if you are, playing chess, if you are, you know, one thing that has been very, very well known is law students, medical students, college students, they take Ritalin and they enhance their performance. Okay? And they go to the doctor and they say, look, I can't concentrate. So I start to get bored. This keeps me concentrated and look at my grades. And you say, well, you know, so all these kids that aren't taking the medication and they have lower grades, you're going to now succeed, which is why there's been such a huge push for parents to get their kids on attention deficit medication, because they're like, you know what, I don't even care. My kid needs to compete. And so, you know, my kid in school, I'm not going to let him fall behind because he thinks the stuff is boring. We'll get him on some Ritalin, and it's happening over and over again. But my kid is getting A's, Dr. Dahlia. Do we really want to mess with that? So it does have enhancements in terms of energy, in terms of focus, which is why it's a medication used for attention deficit. So the discussion will not go away with this. I mean, I think Simone Biles can put it to rest with her athletics because obviously she's an amazing Olympian and amazing athlete. But if you start to have other athletes say, I want Ritalin too, I can't, you know, focus, etc., are we going to see it almost very commonplace? And then, is then somebody going to then start making a rule going, okay, wait a second here. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.